Farmers Market open Saturdays. That started May 3rd. It starts on Wednesdays in June. And we have someone here to tell us all about it. Market manager for the Grand Haven Farmers Market, Megan Tobin. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Good to have you here. I'm so excited to talk about the Farmers Market.
Yeah.
What do we need to know? I know you need volunteers.
Yep. Volunteers. We're still looking for about 50 volunteer spots to
That's
get
a
us
lot.
Through the end of the season.
So what does a volunteer do?
They sit with me and cover the table if I have to get up and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been helping pass out the tokens to the kids.
Okay. How old do you have to be a volunteer?
I think anybody in high school.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So, because, you know, every graduating class has volunteer requirements, right?
Yes.
You have to have so many hours of volunteerism. That might be a good thing to do. So they can just go to the chamber's website and send you an email if they
yes.
wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. So how have things been with the farmers market? I haven't had a chance to get down there yet.
It's been really good. We've had quite a few good weather days.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a very cloudy, chilly day in May, but
yeah.
we bounced back this past weekend. We had 85 kids come to the market for their token this past Saturday.
I love it. And explain to our audience what that's all about.
So for the kids age 2 through 13, mm-hmm. they can come up to the chamber table and get a Power of Produce token
okay.
to spend on fruits and vegetables.
That's so cool. That's so cool.
And it encourages healthy eating
yeah.
and buying habits.
Yeah.
And the kids love it.
They love it because they feel really cool that they get to do something like that. So
yeah.
not only do you have, you know, Michigan grown quality fresh fruits, vegetables, food items, plants, flowers, and all kinds of different things. You have all kinds of things at the farmer's market. And you have like special days out there too, don't you?
Yes.
What are those all about?
We have kid craft days,
mm-hmm.
which are sponsored by businesses. And that's a $300 sponsorship for a company to come from 10 to 1 at the market, provide a table and a kid's craft.
Okay.
And then wear their company logo gear, pass out marketing materials, tell parents and families about their business.
For 300 bucks.
Yes.
That's a steal.
Yes.
I should set up a table out there.
Yes.
Okay, so a company can set up a table,
mm-hmm.
and they have to come up with what the craft is.
Yes.
And that's easy to do.
Yes.
Just Google crafts. And,
yes.
And then they sit at the table, and then they get to wear their branding and whatnot, and
yep.
talk about their business,
yep.
and meet people in the community, and do something fun with the kids.
Yes.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Yes, it was so popular last summer.
Wow.
And we're looking for more of those sponsorships still this summer.
Okay, and people can go to marketmanager@grandhavenchamber.org. That would be Megan Tobin. That's who you want to talk with. Is there anything else we need to know about the market?
Just that the Power Produce program is off to a great start. We've already registered 169 kids
wow.
just in May. And so last year we had about 1,500 kids sign up for that program.
Mm-hmm.
They love it, but it is all funded by private donations and
right.
sponsorships. So we had a very generous donor last year.
Okay.
Not guaranteed this year again.
Okay.
That funding, we're still operating under that funding.
Mm-hmm.
It will eventually run out. So we are asking for more donations for that Power Produce Kids program.
Okay, wonderful. And I have to say, Ottawa County is one of the most generous counties I've ever worked in, honestly.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just got to put it out there. People, they want to give. They just need to be asked.
Mm-hmm.
So the farmers market could use some donations, you guys. And maybe if you're a business, you want to sponsor a table and a craft. That's a win-win for 300 bucks. It
yeah.
really is.
Yeah. And then if that 300 is limiting for you, maybe smaller businesses just can't get there.
Uh-huh.
The volunteers, if you do sign up for a volunteer shift, you're more than welcome to wear your company logo,
oh.
pass out your marketing materials.
There you go.
We just recently had Grand Fun volunteer with us.
Oh, I love them. They're so much fun.
They had a great time passing out their marketing materials, letting
mm-hmm.
even just locals who hadn't visited yet or hadn't heard of Grand Fun,
mm-hmm.
then came up to our table for the Power of Produce program and then also learned about Grand Fun.
I love it. I love it. You know, when I play Barbie with my granddaughters, they have all these little food and basket. We play Farmer's Market Barbie.
I love that. That's
we do.
Awesome.
Why not? Thank you so much for being here,
Absolutely.
Megan.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Really learned a lot about the Farmer's Market. This is called Chamber Chat, and we do it every Friday at 7:45.